It is a volunteer appreciation day here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson in the MyFM studio with none other than Mac Thrasher, a very long volunteer in the community who has been involved in numerous organizations over the years. So, Mac, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you.
So, let's get right into it. We were kind of talking earlier leading up to this about, you know, how you got started in the Salvation Army in the 70s, and then Kiwanis again with that, and now you're back with Kiwanis as well. So it's been a long tenure volunteer career, so kind of walk us through the beginnings a little bit.
Well, I've been a member of the Legion for over 50 years. We've worked on the bingos and a lot of other projects. But in 75, I started in the financial planning insurance business. And one of my clients, Bob Pijaw, years ago was a member, and he got me into Kiwanis. And I spent 20 years with Kiwanis. Then when I retired, I had to give up one charity, and I gave them up and kept the Sally Ann and the Legion. But then when the Sally Ann left and they had to leave, I went to Jay McLaren, and we talked about kids first thing, and maybe we take that over, and we did. So the first year that we took it over, we were in the stores, we did 35,000. Second year COVID hit, we did 30,000 because we couldn't get in, and we did it with the help of the media, such as FM, MyFM and cable and the other stations and the paper. And what we were a little concerned about, how much we could pick up without being in the stores. But with the media's help, we did over 40,000 in the third year when we did. We did 30 the first year, but then we got the media more involved. We did over 40,000, about 43. And that's split between half goes to the food bank, St. Joseph's, and the Grind, and St. Vincent de Paul at the Catholic Church. They're handing out food. So we've been doing that 3 years. We've been helping them out, so it worked pretty good. But I have to say again, we appreciated the media, because without getting in the stores, without them, we wouldn't have done as well.
Well, it was our pleasure, and it was obviously a lot of fun to work with the organizations and everything, because we want to see everybody do really well. So I appreciate that. Thank you very much. You know, we were talking a lot even about the past and some of the other successful volunteers, you know, charities and such like that you've been working for as well, you know, through Easter Seals and snowmobile runs and all that kind of stuff. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
When I first started with Prudential, they had a Kiwanis walk years ago, if many people remember that, and that was out to the fiberboard plant and back on Mud Lake Road, and we used to raise quite a bit of money there. And then we had the Easter Seals telethon that Art Jamieson was involved with. That was quite popular, and I used to run the snowmobile donations. We did a snowmobile trip and handed the money in to the Easter Seals every year.
Now, coming up, obviously, later on this fall, and we get into, you know, the holiday season again, can we expect kind of much of the same from Mac Thrasher?
Well, I lived in this community all my life. I was born here. And any time that we ask for help for people, no matter what club it was, the people in the valley respond. So I give them credit. We just get the ideas, and then they respond. Because even with the COVID thing, you know, we do 35, then 30, and then back up to 43 with the help of the media and the people. Once we got to them, they responded.
Do you see yourself kind of, you know, retiring from the volunteer business anytime soon?
I don't think so.
And again, you said you've been a volunteer, a Legion member for some years. You know, what made you decide to get involved with the Legion?
Well, my father was a member, and he made sure I was a member. My whole family were vets, so I've been there since then. And there was times when I was in business I didn't go to the Legion much, but then I got more involved after I retired.
One last question for you there, Mac. Obviously, it's been a long time, you know, longer than most people's lives of you being in volunteering organizations and such like that. Give us a few highlights of some of the people you've met along the way and some of the major accomplishments, maybe.
Well, regarding the toy drive, Marcel Marson, he's involved in a lot of charities also, and he handles all of the toys at Monsieur's Metro. They give us that room in the basement to keep our toys and things in there. And he's been doing that for a lot of years, so he's one of the main guys that helped out. And he was there when Sally Ann was there, too. So, go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's obviously that's, you know, community helping community type thing then, I guess, right? Yeah.
And, you know, when we started this, the Rotary Club jumped in, and they've been a great help. They partnered with us as soon as they don't have as many members, but they did a great job also.
It has been Volunteer Day here on 104.9 MyFM. Our guest today has been Mac Thrasher. So, Mac, again, thank you so much for everything you do for the community. It's been a pleasure working with you and continue to work with you throughout the years. So, again, thank you so much for taking part in our day today.
And thanks for your help. Thank you.